Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy 85th birthday to my friends at WFHR. They're having their big block party today. If you've got time, stop on by and check it out. I have been talking about this issue, that main thrust of the bulk of our show today, since the day after the November elections. That is that Donald Trump not only has no firm tether to reality, he will and is attacking federal agency data collection. You know, the data geeks, the statisticians, the math nerds, those folks, you know, like me, economists that want to collect data objectively and analyze it objectively and provide that analysis to the public and to government in order to have the most informed policies. I frequently ask folks that support Donald Trump, how are you going to know if what he's saying is working? What do you define success by? Because we hope in our democracy that success isn't just, hey, my team won, screw you guys. If you say that tax cuts for billionaires and 100 billionaires will actually somehow help the middle class, prove it. Well, Donald Trump wants none of that. He doesn't believe in competition because he doesn't want the good data that will show you whose ideas are better. We've got a great guest to help us understand how that is playing out in real time. I hope you join me in welcoming Sarah Estep. She is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. She's an economist. She's in their women's initiative. Thank you, Sarah, so much for being here. I want to focus on the firing of the head economist at the BLS. And Donald Trump's appointment of E.J. Antoni. Why is this so critical? And why is it, Mr. Antoni said before and then said the day of his appointment announcement on Fox Business, we're going to, maybe we'll just stop with the monthly jobs report. Why is all of this very scary? Why are economists, even very conservative economists at like the American Enterprise Institute and other conservative think tanks, very concerned about this crackpot leading the BLS?
Yeah, I mean, I'll maybe start with what just happened and why it is so incredibly outside of any norm that we've had since the 1800s. This has literally never happened in the history of the BLS. And until now, no president had fired the labor market messenger. We came close during the Nixon administration, but that didn't actually come to fruition. And economists across the political spectrum, myself maybe representing a slightly left-lean, AEI representing maybe a slight right-lean, Brookings, where I used to work, very centrist, all of them have come out against this. They have said it is a danger to our democracy, and it is really dangerous whenever we do not know how the economy is doing. So, you know, Trump has appointed E.J. Antoni, who doesn't have experience with survey administration. He doesn't have much experience at all. He just got his PhD in 2020.
And let me just jump in here, because for those of you, and listen, I think there are a lot of academics that are condescending about, you know, sort of their elite status. When it comes to econometrics and economics, having your PhD for basically 5 minutes and never working in heavy data analytics and analysis is an insanity for someone that is about to run a statistical department.
Yeah, like, Erica McIntoffer had 20 years in the federal government before she came there, and she was working at the Bureau, the Census Bureau before she got to BLS. She wasn't new to this. Literally every single person before him had 20 plus years of experience like that, including Trump's last pick. So he is really outside of the norm. His work has been disproven. He has published non-replicable numbers that are false. He said that we were in a recession since 2022 and that output was declining. We are not. Yeah. We haven't been. he said that the labor force was going to grow rapidly despite the population aging.
He doesn't even, like, there are certain things that economists just understand, right? Like, when you're looking at unemployment numbers, you have to be thinking about the aging, the demography of the population. What age ranges are you talking about? Are there people that wish to be more employed than they are? In other words, you have to be able to understand what specific unemployed person are you talking about? Is this someone who's actually exited the labor force permanently by choice? All kinds of, and he has gotten that stuff wrong, just simply not understanding what the number it is that he's talking about represents. That is so scary for an economist to be that under-informed. And frankly, having work that you have published debunked, and if you cannot have your peers replicate the same outcomes that you got in papers, means you made it up, means that you're a crappy data scientist. And just so that folks know, and then, Sarah, I want us to think about, okay, iterate this a little bit, right? Iterate out, you know, not just the attacks on the data collection from the BLS, but the attacks on the Fed, the Fed becoming less independent, the attacks on science and scientists, on long-serving public servants. And when we get into the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to bring in an expert on Project 2025, which basically outlined the litmus testing of science and data researchers to ensure that they would, when they do their analysis, reach the predetermined desired outcome. I want to get into what's the broader implications, but just to remind everybody, the Bureau of Labor Statistics doesn't just put out the jobs numbers, though those are the most probably known one. They also publish the Consumer Price Index. Folks, that's inflation. We're very, very concerned about the inflation, which has just gotten worse since Donald Trump. By the way, one thing that Mr. Antoni doesn't understand is how particular CPI numbers are reported, and some of those do not include the effect of tariffs. Anyways, he's a nitwit. The CPI, and that, of course, is used to impute cost of living adjustments for millions of retirees. The Internal Revenue Service uses the BLS data when adjusting tax brackets. Investors use the data to help weight their portfolio mixes. Schools and colleges use the agency's employment projections to help advise students on what careers to go into. I've digressed, Sarah, because it freaks me out so badly. But what's the broader picture here? Because this looks extraordinarily dire to me.
Yeah, I mean, if I think you asked this earlier in your question, if we switched from monthly employment statistics to quarterly, we may not know if we're in a recession when we're in a recession. That's the big deal. We may not be able to respond and get help to people when they need it. And if statistics continue to deteriorate, then we're just in a situation where our executive branch gets to say whatever the hell they want to say, and it might be correct because we don't have anything to go against it. Or you shouldn't say correct, but there's nothing
they
to
can make
it.
Up. You can't can hold anyone accountable. If it's ironic to me, Sarah, for people to stomp their foot about fraud, waste, and abuse. I like the greatest fraud, waste, and abuse in my definition in government is when elected officials say, this bill that I propose or this approach will do X, and it doesn't do that, and they don't have any accountability for that failure. That is, by definition, the failure of an elected official. Support me because I'll support this legislation which will achieve this result. Well, if you can't know if it's actually getting the result, there is no, if there was any accountability in government marginally today, there will be none if we don't have good data. Is that in effect what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about a parallel in Greece. They had a very similar situation happen, and then they had a complete financial collapse. If markets don't know what is going on, if they do not have that data, then they will respond in all kinds of funky ways that can harm retirement accounts. It can harm your investments. It can result in financial collapse. This is not, we've seen this before. it's really scary. And if the BLS is off on some of these statistics by even just 0.1%, a tenth of a percentage point, that's billions of dollars that the federal government is under or over if they're off on the inflation whenever it comes to retirement. Like,
and that trickle down, like, it's bad because we can't hold people accountable, but it will be directly bad for people who, like, your ability to retire, your kids' ability to get a job and be paid as best as they can, our collective ability to be as successful as we wish to be is fundamentally harmed when you engage in garbage economic analysis. We can talk about the crappy data analysis that is basically the hallmark of Project 2025 in every conceivable sector and market, but when it comes to economic numbers, and the reason I harp on this is I hear from what I hope are conservatives of good faith, I voted for Trump because he's pro-business. No, he's not. And this is an exhibit one, that he is not pro-business if the tariffs didn't do it. Dick from Madison, say hello to Sarah. Welcome to the show. What's your question or comment, sir?
Well, when you're talking about the situation with the numbers crunchers, another thing is that he's trying to control another avenue. It's the CPI.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. The consumer price index. Yep.
In the index. And that could spawn taxes to go up and everything under the sun. I mean, he's so out of bounds on everything, but something I read earlier in the week, replacing this commissioner like he did, or firing her, is like firing a meteorologist hoping for better weather.
That's exactly what it is, Dick. Thank you so much. He will continue to claim that the economy is booming because we won't have the data to prove that he's wrong. And folks, if we're in an environment where we're just having an argument about what we feel, then what the hell are we arguing about? Good political debate relies on facts. I'm joined by economist from the Center for American Progress Action Fund, Sarah Estep. We're discussing the ramifications of Donald Trump's attack on good, reliable data collection, analysis, and transparent reporting without politicized agenda. We're going to continue this discussion, talk about some of the industries in Wisconsin and your family's bottom line, and how all of that is at risk when we come back. So stay tuned. More with Sarah and me, Maggie Dawn, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. You got a question? We got answers. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.